If you would, and you are able, if you please stand for the entry of the colours of the District, Battalion and Queen's Badge. So, put your hands up if you are from Westgate. Good. Put your hands up if you're from Margate. I didn't ask for a scream, Cassandra. And put your hands up if you are from Canterbury. Brilliant. Okay, so we have got representatives from three different companies. And I thought it would be really fun today if we had a bit of a competition to see who was the ultimate in brigades. So I need one volunteer, just one volunteer from each company. So shall we have... I don't know your name. What's your name, buddy? Jaden. And what's your company? Are you... Margate. So we've got Jaden from Margate. Give Jaden a round of applause. All right, Brandon, what's your name? Brandon's going to represent Canterbury. Give Brandon a round of applause. And we need a volunteer from Westgate. Your name? What's your name, mate? Blake. And we've got Blake from Westgate. So let's give Blake a round of applause. Brilliant. Okay, so you are each representing your own company. And we've got various competitions, okay? So the first one, if we can get it up.
Because I can't remember what it is.
Is, I think it's arm wrestling, okay? So we're going to give you guys an arm wrestling competition to see who is the ultimate at arm wrestling, okay?
So if you jump on the stairs there, all of you, and what we'll do is we'll do Canterbury versus Margate first, and it's just an arm wrestle, okay? So you just, like that, okay? You ready? So you put your elbows on there. That's it. That's it. That's it. And you go, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, I think Margate won that one. Okay, well done. And then should we do Margate versus Westgate? Yeah? So Brandon, just jump off the step for me. That's it. You can stay there. You're still in the game. It's all right. Let's see. Other arm. That's it. That's it. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, it's going to be a tight one, this. Don't break each other's arms. I don't have the insurance. Yes. Oh, well done. Good game. Okay, so I think the winner of the first competition was Margate. It's a big round of applause for Margate. Okay, so we'll move on to our second competition, which you will all be competing against each other. So up you come then, Brandon. And we are going to do rock, paper, scissors. You know how to play rock, paper, scissors? So what we do with rock, paper, scissors is you go 1, 2, 3, and then after 3, you either choose scissors, which is that one, and that beats paper, or rock, that beats scissors, or paper, and that beats rock. Okay, so if you face this way, so everyone can see what you're going to do. So rather than do it like that, because everyone does it slightly different, do it when I say 3, you show your 1, okay? When I say 3. So are you ready, Brandon? Yeah? Cool. So 1, 2, 3. Go. Okay, so at the moment, it's a draw. So we're going to have to do it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, so Westgate's out, so it's just between Margate and Canterbury. You ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. We'll call it a draw, but you did really well. Okay, so we've got one more competition. One more competition to go, but I'm going to whisper into your ear, you're all going to be on a new team, okay? Okay, so after 3, say the name of your new team. 1, 2, 3. Oh, they're all on the same team. Isn't that good? They're all suddenly all on the same team. And what we're going to do is I have managed to mess up all my paper. Okay? And the competition that I want Brigades to win, maybe you might need to get a bit of help from your friends, is to get all of my pieces of paper into the right order to help with the rest of the service. Do you think you can do that? Okay, off you go then. Maybe if a couple of officers could help them, that might be useful. Once they've got the paper. So you can turn them all over, that's it. And we've got to try and get them all in the right order, okay? And you're doing it for your team, and your team is brigades, okay? Okay. That's good. So once you get them in the right position now, just get them to hold it up. I think that's probably best. We'll get more and more kids in to the front. Doing well, you're doing well. All right. Have you got it, Noah? Well done. So it says, and let's see if we've got this right, shall we? And let us, is that a good start? Consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Hebrews 10:24. Did they get it? Yeah, round of applause. Well done. Well done. That's fantastic. And do you know who won that competition in all? In total? The winner of that competition? Was it Margate? Was it Westgate? Was it Canterbury? No, it was none of them because they were all taking part for brigades. We may be in three different groups, but we're all part of one big community. We're all part of the community of brigades, which is the point of doing that. So the whole theme of today's service from this point on is going to be all about how we are one big community. Earlier this year, I took part in something called Tough Mudder. And I think there's a picture of me at Tough Mudder about to appear on the screen. I'm very, very muddy in that picture. And I'm now part of something that they call Mud Nation, which is a really weird term. But what it means is that when I bump into other people that have done Tough Mudders, and if they're wearing a t-shirt or something along those lines, we are all mudders. We are all part of this same nation. Now, what we did during Tough Mudder is what we should be doing during brigades. We spurred each other on. We did good deeds and helped each other over obstacles. We encouraged each other when the cramp was setting in and we weren't sure if we were going to finish. Ultimately, over 10 miles, we lived out the exact message
from today's passage, that we should always look out for each other, work towards doing good deeds. There's also a second part to this passage, which wasn't on the memory verse, and it says, not giving up on meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Basically, what we're doing today is what the Bible tells us we should be doing. We are meeting up, we are encouraging each other, and no matter whether you came with Margate, Westgate, or Canterbury, we're all here together as one. What I love about brigades, and I've been in brigade on and off for a long time. I haven't got a ton. I've left a few times, but the reason I continue to come back is that because in brigade we have a sense of community. We of course compete in competitions, and of course we want to win. We want our own companies to win. But what's more important is that we root for each other. One thing Ray mentioned during our BBAGM recently was that in the swimming gala, the best thing about the swimming gala last year was not who swam the fastest times or anything like that, but it was that no matter how badly somebody seemed to be doing, each and every one of you that was there would spur them on, would help them to the finish line and keep cheering them on. And that's fantastic. And if you're here this afternoon, no matter whether you're in uniform or not, I want to assure you of one thing. You are also part of the brigade community. You are part of the brigade community in your own company, your own battalion or district, your own church, town, nation, and we're all over the world. And the Bible calls on us to be a community of believers and to keep being in the habit of meeting up. That's exactly what we're doing today, and it is really, really good to see all of you. So what do I mean when I say community? Why is it important, do you think? It's important because community gives us the opportunities to encourage each other. Sometimes it's easier, maybe, not to like each other or not to talk to each other or to think that we don't need each other. And I'm going to say to you now that that's not true. So what I want to do now is to do something really strange, which maybe you've never done in church before. I want you to take a second, I want you to look around, which you've probably been told not to do countless times by your officers, but look around at everyone here, all right, and I want you to try and catch the eye of somebody, and adults can do this too, catch the eye of somebody you don't know, and give them a little wave. There you go. Because, although you don't know it, you are all part of the same community. So we have tea, coffee, cakes and biscuits after the service today. So maybe, during that, if you can find somebody your age that you know, or you don't know, go and say hello. I know that's hard sometimes, but actually it's really good to say hello. When Jesus died on the cross and came back again, hands up if you know that story. That's a good sign. Well, did you know that he didn't just tell those that believed in him to carry on, but rather he told them to keep on meeting up and doing more, and to meet lots and lots of people, and to be part of lots and lots of communities. He did something which is called the Great Commission. He told people to carry on talking to other people and getting to know lots of people. He wants us to be together, and he wants us to work together as part of God's community. And do you know what? No matter if you're from Margate, Westgate, Canterbury, Folkestone, USA, Germany, Syria, the North Pole, Africa, anywhere, God loves you just the same. Isn't that really cool? Doesn't matter where we're from, God loves us exactly the same and wants us to be part of his community. And that's why he wants us to keep on meeting up and helping each other and helping charities like Evatabu and APF. Because we are now part of that Evatabu community as well. At BB and GB, we do some really fun things throughout the year. I hope you agree with that one. For those that maybe don't know, maybe some of the newer parents and things like that,
Can anybody tell me some of the fun things we do throughout the year? Emmanuel. We do swimming. Yeah, we do swimming. Anything else? Brandon. We do lots of competitions. Brilliant. Hope. Another one for gymnastics. They do gymnastics somewhere. We don't do it here, but they do it in some places. Jessica? We do camp, don't we? We do lots of camp, and that's really fun. So we do lots and lots of fun things. So why do we do that? Why do we do lots of things and keep meeting up? Why don't we just stay in our church buildings week by week and never see each other? Why do we help each other? And the answer, I'm afraid, is in this again. It's in the Bible. We do it because God tells us to do it. In fact, God commands us to meet each other and to love each other. He says, love each other as I have loved you. If you take nothing else from today, whether you are 4 or 94, you are never too young or too old to hear that little bit of the Bible. Love each other as God loves you. Throughout school, brigades, work, college, whatever it is you do, we all have bad days. And we all have people maybe we don't like very much. But you know what? You should still love them. Because that's what God commands us to do. And that's why meeting up like this is a really good habit. So this is the last bit of what I'm going to say, I promise. I got you all to name a few fun things we do as a battalion and district. And maybe you didn't think that today's service was going to be one of those fun things. Maybe you still don't think that's one of the fun things. We are a community, and when a community meets together, it's good to take this moment to look around and see the people that share the same passion that you have. And a little challenge today, again, it doesn't matter how young or how old you are, if you haven't experienced Jesus Christ in your life, if you're not sure whether to believe in all this Christian stuff you hear about on a Monday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, or a Friday, if you're not sure about that, then look at your officers, look at your Christian leaders that look after you. And ask yourself, or even better than that, ask them, why are they here? Why do the adults that help you on those nights do what they do? If you are a leader in GB or BB, then I hope that you're showing God's love each and every week when you do brigades. But if you're a young person wondering why we do what we do, then please ask us. I'm a part of the Mudder community. I'm proud of that. More importantly, I'm part of the brigades community. I'm even prouder of that. But most importantly, by quite a country mile actually, I'm also part of God's community. And I wouldn't change that for the world. God loves you. And God loves it when we come together. Spur each other on and encourage each other. I'd like to encourage you this afternoon to carry on spurring each other on and carry on in a really exciting community in Brigades. So, I'm going to see if you guys can remember the memory verse from today. I'm going to start us off. If nobody joins in, that's fine. If people join in, that's great. So it says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Hebrews 10:24. Well done, guys. That's brilliant. Round of applause for many of us. Okay. So I'm going to say a quick prayer that I've written for today before we have our final worship song and the leaving of the colours. So I'm going to say this quick prayer before we do that. So, Almighty God, you are the ruler of all and the rock of our salvation. You are our guide and source of our strength. And all we have and all we are is through you. Help us to seek, serve and follow you in all we do. And keep us sure and steadfast in our faith as we submit to your service. So that others may come to know your perfect love and the endless peace that only you provide. through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Would you like to stand and we'll sing together?
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Fit our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives. You're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, win the fates and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray. Unleash your kingdom's power, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, we pray.
Awesome. And can I say, have a massive round of applause for the band that have all been here this morning as well, that's come and helped us today. So cheers, guys. And Michael and Harvey at the back as well. So cheers, guys. And it just brings me now to draw the service to a close. And it's been absolutely wonderful spending this time with you from the various companies. And thank you so much for being here. So shall we close with the grace for those that know it? I once forgot this while standing in this very position. That was really embarrassing. I'm not going to do that today. But the grace starts with may the grace of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. That's the one. Okay? So we'll do it together. So may the grace of God...
Oh, Jesus.
Above God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen. I did get it. So
Go in peace, guys, and thank you for coming. There is tea and coffee served downstairs, and then you're free to go. Thank you very much.